Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Haddad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We took a little hiatus for a couple of weeks, but just like anyone that has a podcast or just is busy with life and their business, things come up and Vera and I have been extremely busy. We're like, you know what? We're just going to have to postpone releasing a couple episodes. So forgive us for not the consistency of it, but it's okay. We have some really good episodes coming up. But first off, Vera, we just celebrated Halloween. So
yay.
Is that something you guys normally do too?
I used to celebrate it myself hardcore when I was single. And then I got married and my husband, who is Swiss, doesn't celebrate Halloween. In Switzerland, like the expats will celebrate it. But now that he lives in the United States, he's just like, what is the obsession? And how much money do you guys spend on all these decorations and these elaborate costumes? And it just made me laugh because we actually didn't put anything up on our house for Halloween. And I just wore like kitten little, diadema headband. Little headband ears, yeah. I went Spanish on it already, diadema. And that's about it. But because, I mean, I think if I was still single, I would probably go to a friend's house and celebrated, but yeah, this year. It was low key.
Yeah. Ours is low key. Well, we had a birthday party this year, but it's, exactly when you have like, the reason to be out and about. Mm-hmm. So even him and I, we've always been, DIYs. We love doing your own costume, creative, anything that's like, most likely you're not going to see. His was, every year he does something weird. He did once a kissing booth when we were in college. He was single. Oh, it was just hilarious.
I like.
So by the end of the night, we're like 25 cents for a kiss.
Heck yeah.
Crossing off his. What was the other? He did people's most beautiful people out of a cardboard and put a bunch of pictures, and then he had a hole in it, so it's his face.
That's clever.
And then one year we did peanut butter and jelly jars with cardboard. And then one year snake eyes, which is just basically a cardboard box with, you know, the dice numbers, right?
Yeah.
So this year is a little like funny, just a dollar sign cardboard Latina equal payday. So I made it a little bit more political.
Oh, I like that. No, that's good. That's good.
But I agree. It's in a very expensive holiday. Doesn't need to be.
Doesn't need to be, but it is.
Especially if you're buying your stuff in advance. Or after the sales or whatever. But I think sometimes people forget that it is a holiday and it doesn't have to be as extravagant. And you were just talking about hairs being Swiss. I think it's kind of interesting too, especially in Europe, but October 31st is not just Halloween. It is actually World Savings Day.
That's right.
International World Savings Day. And so I'm not sure if you heard of it. I didn't hear about World Savings Day until I was well into my mid-20s. Yeah, I'd never heard of it before.
I agree. I mean, I think that maybe you should enlighten the listeners
as
well as give me more information on it, because I agree. I was a lot older when I had heard of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of, and the truth is, it's celebrated here as well, but not as much as far as, you know, like, unfortunately, it falls on Halloween, so people don't really talk about it. But apparently it was established in 1924 on October 31st. And this was the first Savings Bank Congress. So this was in Italy, Milan. And what it was is basically it was decided. So I'm going to read a little snippet. It's not Wikipedia, but just kind of give you a little summary of what World Saving Day is. And it was decided to the Thrift Congress, that World Thrift Day, as you want to call it as well, will be dedicated to promote savings all over the world. So basically what the intention of this day was to help promote people to save for the day. So you've heard of companies doing mental health days, sick days. A lot of companies incorporate World Savings Day. So they might give you the day off, or they give you half a day for you to get your your financials in order. So if you need to update your insurance policies, if you need to, you know, work on your will, or if you need to, you know, because it's before the end of the year, this was a way to encourage people to save some of their earnings before holiday season, I guess. And so I find it strange that we don't promote that as much here.
Not at all, I feel.
I mean, yeah, unless, you know, like us finance nerds, geeks, yeah. we're talking about this, but I think it's really crucial because I've heard the saying so many times, it's not how much you earn, but how much you save.
Right.
And, you know, if we start teaching our kids early on doing this, we could teach them compounding interest. We could teach them the importance of all these ways to save money. Mm-hmm. And I think if there is a way that they maybe, that's something that part of what you and I are doing is to advocate for it, but, you know, celebrating Halloween, why not have like, hey, we're going to talk about our best saving practices, or, you know, you remember those houses you go to when they run out of candy, they'd give you a dollar or a quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, I stock up plenty on candy, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't think we've ever gotten down to like, oh, we're going to start giving dollars now, but you know, that's something to think about. It's like, okay, maybe I can give them a little few nuggets for like, hey, put this in your little bank account for kids. Just kind of get that spark going. Cause it's really a habit, right? When you're saving, you're learning how to save.
Oh, I really like that. I think next year I'm going to do that. I'll order like mini piggy banks and give that out instead of just, well, with treats for the first 20 kids that come to the house. They're going to get piggy banks.
Exactly. You don't want to be that house to be like, oh, she doesn't get candy now, right?
Yeah. I'll put some money in there. That'll give it, make it more enticing so I can kick start it.
Ooh, I like that. The 100 grand, I'll be like, here's a dollar to help you start with that, right?
Yeah. But saving is really something that is, I don't think it's, obviously you talk about it in your family, you know, I think in Latino families, they're like, you know, save your money, but it's not like save your money so that it can grow. Mm-hmm. It's more like save your money so that you can go spend it on something, or save your money, you know, so that you don't feel poor, you know, save your money so that you can pay the bill. It's never, at least in my experience, it was not a save your money in order to grow that money or to, invest it into buying homes, et cetera. So it's really great to be able to have a day where ideally all of the major outlets that we listen to are saying, this is what it's for and this is what you should do.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of help promote it, you know, give people examples too. Like, I think if it's kind of like that community that you're like, hey, you know what, on Halloween, you know, maybe getting together with your friends, just discuss some of the best practices and things that they wish they would have learned. It's funny when you were saying about how we, you know, usually save because we want something at the end, right? I still remember the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, the first time I read it. And if you haven't read the book, but it's, the concept is, you know, teaching through savings, how compounding interest can make you wealthy in the long term. But it also goes through the scenarios in the book where it was, you know, the moment you were getting some money saved, you were, you know, feeling, you know, wealthy, or you felt you had some, you know, cha-ching for yourself, but then you would splurge it on a party, or you would splurge it on something that was extravagant, not necessarily was going to build you wealth. And so learning how to distinguish the two is a challenge for many of us, because if we're not brought up in that environment, but it is possible. And it made me think about, when was the first time you saved something for a long term, whether it was for something that you were going to spend on, but how did that go about? And
yeah,
I guess the motivation behind it.
I do remember very specifically, I worked from the moment I got out of school, just after college, from May. Even the second semester of senior year, I started working two jobs and just still getting allowance from my parents and saving. And I even got myself a credit card with a decent limit, not too crazy, because I wanted to do a backpacking trip. I wanted to go to the World Cup in 2006. I was fresh out of college. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I need to save up money now so that I can get tickets and think about all the stuff they have to do. And sure enough, I did it. And I got to tell you, in retrospect, I mean, I wish I had at least saved 50% of that and invested it, because I'm like, damn it. But I went all out. Like, I have zero regrets. And I'm not saying that you should do this, but I do have zero regrets because I had the time of my life, but I could have had the time of my life with 50% invested in something else. So keep that in mind, save all the money, go on your big trip. It was backpacking. I was on a budget anyway, but I know that I had, I been savvier, I would have, you know, put that money towards something that now years later probably would have been enough to, you know, put a deposit on a house or a multi-unit or something, you know. So it is what it is, but I did have a good time.
that's great advice. I mean, yeah. You know, you just said it, especially when we're younger, we can afford to be frugal, go through mm-hmm. hostels, do, mm-hmm. you know, do the backpacking, and you know, your body can handle that, right? And mm-hmm. so looking back, sometimes I even myself, or I've seen other people, they'd go all lavish and be like, oh, I'm going to the finest hotel. I'm like, wait yeah. till later till you have the money to do that. And
when your body cannot handle it.
Yeah. And you're like, the yeah, hostel situation yeah. does not work anymore. Yeah. But I agree. It's funny. I did something similar too. I think I was my junior year, and every paycheck is my very first paycheck. I did not touch. My mom's like, don't touch it, you know, just work till the next one. And every paycheck, I started that mentality, 10% of what I make is mine to keep. And for about 10 years, a little under that, I saved enough for a down payment on a place. And so it was not easy. And during that whole 10 year, I hated that feeling because, you know, I'd go out with my friends, or, you know, they'd be doing other things. And I'm like, oh, I can use that 10% to live like they are. And it's kind of like a little sacrifice you're doing at the moment. So it's not fun, mm-hmm. but in the long term, it obviously did pay off, and I'm glad I did that. But it was just kind of that, when you're in it, it does not feel great, but it's kind yeah. of that reminder. If you know other people are doing, I mean, if I would have been friends with you back then, I'm sure I would have been like, yes, let's do the World Cup. Let's save. And you and I probably could have also probably bought something on the side.
Yeah. We should have been like, let's do the World Cup and then let's go buy a house.
Yeah. Well, at least that's our goal for you and I. We already talked about this where yeah. we want to get our girlfriends and be like, hey, for our 40s, we're buying ourselves a property together. So
exactly. And that's key. I think, you know, for those people that can listen to this and you're just getting out of college, or maybe you're like, I don't know if I want to go to college, no worries, but just start thinking, whatever job you get into or any like gifted money that you get, don't use it all on just splurging. Definitely live in the moment, be present, do, you know, have fun, but save some of that money and invest it in something, whatever it is, where we don't go into that. Like, you want to buy a house, whatever, your education, you know, that's up to you, but let it grow.
I love that. And for those that are listening that are employers, or, you know, are thinking, should I talk to my boss about this? You know, ask about implementing a world saving day at your work. You know, if there's, mm-hmm. even if they can't give you the whole day, let's say half a day, you know, employers want to see you succeed. And if they know you're happy with the money you're making and investing in it, chances are they can support you with that. So it's kind of like, you know, you're thinking, oh, I don't want to spend, it happens all the time. Just recently, just having to go through doing will stuff, you know, like hours to get all this stuff together. And to know that you're getting paid during work hours to do that, that'd be kind of great. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think if more companies were promoting this, they can help a long way. So I think it's really important that more and more people get used to the idea of October 31st, not just being about Halloween, but about saving some money for the long run too.
I'm going to have a Halloween party next year. We should have a joint one. And that's what we'll talk about. All of our friends are going to be like, what the hell? Yes.
If you're listening and you want to be invited, we'll invite you to that'll be a fun. We can do World Cup, world theme, Halloween, somewhat Halloween
world party. Savings, and all of the above.
We'll have a regular party and then do an hour of like
yes.
sitting down power on the savings.
I feel like who wouldn't want to go to that? If you want to come, send us a message now on our Instagram and we will reserve your spot for next year.
Yes, I love that. Definitely start well 2022 already. Yes. Well, stay tuned because we do have some upcoming episodes for the end of the year. If you're thinking about, yes, how should I be saving or what should I be doing for the end of the year goals? Because we're less than, I don't even want to say it, less than 2.5 months away.
I'm like, la, 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 can't hear you. So close to the end of the year.
Well, yeah, stay tuned and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.